You know, it just kind of got out of hand early. And we didn't play a great game as players. You know, I think the best three plays of three players today that only really came to work was, you know, Morgan, Sam, and Tucker. You know, and I'm sure there was a bunch of great plays because it's not as bad as you think it is when you're on tape. But, you know, as a player, as a single player right now, as an individual, you know, I'm embarrassed, you know, as a player, you know, to come out and perform the way we have. But, you know, you have weeks like that. You know, we're not the only team that lost today. And, you know, we still have two more games, you know. But as a Ravens Nation, you know, as a player, you know, I'm embarrassed for our city.
Is that the difference, though, getting those guys back that helped your players?
It's part of it. But, you know, we're professionals, you know, and we got to come to work every week, you know. And I'm not saying we didn't come to work, we did, but today we didn't. And, you know, Denver's a great team, though. I mean, I know a bunch of guys over there, man. You know, I didn't shake hands today, you know, because I was just hurt, you know, as a player for the mistakes that we made, you know, personally as a secondary, you know. So, you know, it wasn't really more to it than that. You know, those guys played a great game. You know, they came out and they executed their game plan to a T. You know, they did exactly what they wanted to do, you know, and they made plays.
What did you see on that play when Moreno leaped?
I was not expecting him to jump, honestly, and I couldn't react because I was, you know, just dealing with a lot of sickness early in the game, and I just wasn't all the way into it, honestly. I, you know, dealing with flu symptoms and everything, I just kind of watched him jump over me, and wasn't expecting that at all. I thought he was ready to kind of put his head down, you know, and saw him gathering himself. So I was like, no way he's going to jump. Thought he was just kind of put his head down. You know, like most running backs do when they see DBs, they want to, you know, kind of perform a little bit. But, you know, a leap for 2 yards, hey, you can have it. You know, I should have known better, though, because last time we played him, I kind of hit him a little bit. But great play by him, man. I mean, you know, it happens.
Hey, what did you see from Decker on the double move where he scored?
I was inside, man. I didn't see him give the double move until we got to the sideline. And, you know, we talked about it. I didn't know it was a double move on that play. You know, I told the guys before the game, I kind of felt like 87 was the guy that Peyton was going to go to. It wasn't going to be, you know, Damaris as much. I thought it was going to be 87, and sure enough, it was, you know. But, you know, my whole key was to lean to 88, you know, and figure we could handle Decker, man. But Decker's a great player also. I got a lot of respect for him, you know, so. We just got to do a better job, man, going forward.
Were you surprised they lined up to kick a field goal so late in the game with them up by so much?
No, not at all, man. I mean, the respectful thing to do right there is to kick the field goal. Either go for it, you know, and John Fox is a great coach, you know, and, you know, have a lot of respect for the game, you know, and understands the game. You know, it's, you know, I'm sure he had a lot of confidence in his defense at that point, you know, and he could have went for it and just tried to run the clock out. But, I mean – kick the field goal, run the clock out, go for it on fourth down. I mean, it could go either way.
And how concerned are you about this team and where you guys are going, given it's December and you've lost three straight?
It's a season, man. You know, it's part of the season. We got a big game coming up this week against New York and another big game after that. You know, concerned a little bit because, yeah, we do have the injuries, you know, and you're at the end of the season, you know, and you lose three straight. But, you know, you still have games. You know, and you still have a lot of football to be played, you know, and a lot of practice, a lot of corrections we can make, you know, and we have to make them. If we don't make them, then, you know, that it won't be a concern. It'll be us home in January during the playoffs, you know, somewhere I know we don't want to be, you know, and it hits you in your heart, man, when you lose three straight and you had an opportunity to close out your division the last 3 weeks, you know, it's terrible. It's what all you guys been saying, you know about us right now. You know, regardless of us listening to it or not worried about it, you know, it's just been the truth, and we've just acted on it to come out and lose today.
And does it lead in the division give you a false sense of security?
No, past 3 weeks? Not at all, man. Not at all, man. You know, I don't know what it is. You know. Outside of the mistakes that we made as a secondary and the things we did as a defense, you know, that's the only thing that really concerns me, and the only thing we try to correct, and I try to be a part of correcting. I can't make corrections on special teams or on offense. Can only recommend things, you know, to players, but at the end of the day, I got to start with me, you know, and try to correct my mistakes and make myself better for my teammates to win.
And in terms of today, it seemed like Peyton had a great sense for, okay, they're going to react, they're trying to stop this, they're trying to stop that, and I'm going to go and check to the next thing. Did you feel like he was sort of clicking in terms of his play changes?
I felt like it was Christmas, you know, and not for our side, man. I felt like we was in a given mood, you know, honestly. I don't have to go back and watch the tape to know that we gave up a lot of things versus just letting them make plays on us or them making the checks. You know, I thought, honestly, we didn't play. We did not play football. You know, that's why when I started this, I said I was embarrassed because I didn't think that, you know, we played football as a whole, as a team. You know, it's like you're out there lackadaisical, like you're just better than everybody. And you're not. You got to come to play football every week. You know, this is the NFL. You know, you have to be on your game, you know, and nobody's safe, man. You know, that's why we lost a coach last week. And, you know, there's got to be a sense of urgency for every man. There's got to be, you know, something to every man to know that your job is on the line, you know, including me. You know, that's why I say I got to start myself. You know, and we have to make corrections, man. There's a lot of mistakes made today.
Is embarrassment a powerful motivator for going forward, do you think?
For myself, yeah, I can't speak for every man. I said embarrassment because that's the word that hit me today after what we did. You know, Denver could have still won the game if it would have been closer. And, you know, I probably wouldn't have been as embarrassed if we had played a different game. I know we're capable of playing a different ball game. We've done it all year, you know, but – all of a sudden now, you know, you lose three and you can blame everything. And I can sit up here and do this interview all day and ask you questions about how bad we played today and how bad we played the last 3 weeks, you know, and it can only trickle down. You know, like I told the guys, negativity, losing, it trickles down, you know, and that's what's happened, you know, these last 3 weeks. You know, we haven't bumped it out yet and came back on top, you know. So that's what we got to do, and we got to do it against the Super Bowl champs from last year, you know, the New York Giants, who have a great team, you know, and I'm sure they probably feel how I felt today after what they did, you know, in Atlanta, you know. So it's going to be tough. We knew it was going to be tough. We knew the stress was going to be tough. We knew the schedule from the offseason. You know, we knew at the end of this season, you know, we had – Peyton coming in, we knew we had Eli, we knew we had Cincinnati, we knew we had Pittsburgh back-to-back 3 weeks, you know, so we know that, you know. There's nothing there to talk about, you know. You have to play football, you have to come prepared to play every week, every year, you know, and today wasn't that day for Baltimore, excuse me.